You are listening to The Takeout.
This is your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial, your happy birthday edition on
Seriously,
CBSN.
Major, happy 65th. It's really, amazing.
No. It's my Sammy Hagar birthday, okay? I can't drive 55. I'll be 55 in 3 days
55.
Or 4 days or whatever it is.
You don't look a day over 30.
August 24th. Write it down and don't ever forget it. This is the part of the show, Janet Lane Hart Cohen, where we ask three threshold questions to give our audience a sense of kind of what makes you tick in the pop culture world. Steve Shigaris, the world's greatest podcast sidekick and political director of CBS News, take it away.
I want to ask about films. Your husband, former Defense Secretary William Cohen, said he loved Top Gun.
Oh, he's watched
That's
it
his
maybe
favorite
25
movie.
Times.
So your favorite movie must be Top Gun.
No.
Oh,
That's
okay.
That's why my movie is it's not my favorite movie, but I do like Tom Cruise a lot. Movies. I grew up in the movies because my mother sold tickets at a local theater where being in the theater was my babysitter. So I got to see four double features, newsreels, cartoons, the whole nine yards. So I love film. I love the movies. It's a wonderful way to escape. It's a wonderful way to tell stories.
In that era, there must have been a lot of noir films you
Joan saw. Joan Crawford, Betty Davis, Susan Hayward. I'm sorry there weren't more black actors then, but these women made, I think they influenced my strength and my feminism. My movies, I love Gone with the Wind. Mm. I love that movie. Bill says it's a girl's movie, but it is. I love that movie. I love Clark Gable, and Vivian Leigh was beautiful.
An amazing book and an incredibly important movie.
They didn't cover the Civil War from my perspective, but it was a great film. I also love The Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
All of The Godfathers.
Even three.
Even three.
Three is unfairly maligned. Three is not a 9 or a 10. Three is a solid 7.5, and it doesn't get the credit it deserves.
No, it doesn't, but it's good, too. Coppola is a genius.
Yeah.
I also love, because I love Steven Spielberg, I love Saving Private Ryan. Mm. It showed a sign of patriotism. It made me think of my father because he fought in World War II. And though he fought in a segregated military and he was treated rather badly, because of that and couldn't wear his uniform when he got back home down south because of the Klan, I asked my father, how do you feel about this country? You know, it's my father had since passed before Saving Private Ryan, so this question was before then. I asked him, how do you feel about America and its racism? You're defending folks over there when we need defending over here from fellow Americans. And he said, I love this country, and if she asked me, I would serve her again.
Well,
that is a true patriot. So Saving Private Ryan made me think of my father.
Real quick, music.
Music? Right now I'm listening to Diana Krall. Mm. And you have
Can't
to hear,
go wrong with Diana Krall.
She plays the piano beautifully. She has this very smoky voice. And when she sings Dancing in the Dark, mm-hmm. you want to dance in the
really,
dark.
Really, a great beautiful. Contemporary torch singer. And there are not
She's
many of
beautiful,
them.
Beautiful, yeah. And I like Beyonce. I like the messages in her music. I like Sarah Vaughan a lot, Celine Dion. I have a little country in me.
So does your husband.
Yeah, he's Appalachian country, Cumberland Gap country.
There you go, and there is a difference, we all know.
Yeah, but I love music. What are your favorites?
No, books. You got to give
oh,
us your
books. Oh, what am I reading
this
now?
This is not about us. It's all about you, Jim.
I love
it's all
James,
about you.
I love James Baldwin's The Fire Next Time. I love him. It was hard to read him. Mm-hmm. I'm reading The Slave Narratives. Bill gave me that for Christmas. But right now, I take with me almost everywhere I go is this wonderful book I told you about, is Yuval Noah Harari's book, Homo Deus. And he wrote Sapiens, and he's brilliant. I like Outlier. I'm interested in people who study our sociology and our anthropology. So those are the things that interest me. I don't read any fiction because I want to know what's going on, what's really going on. Fiction, Bill loves fiction. He writes fiction, but I'm more into
Yes, as he told us, I said published author 13 times. He said soon to be 15, and we all both said, but who's counting?
Right.
Well, exactly. He's helping me with my next book, The Making of Anne Frank and Emmett Till, the play, Anne and Emmett. He's helping me with that. Bill is half Jewish, so he can bring some perspective. And I learned through Ancestry.com that I knew my grandfather, my mother's father was Jewish, German Jewish, and I'm learning more about culture and what makes us all tick. You asked mm-hmm. what makes us
right.
tick. I think our genes make us tick and our life experiences make us tick.
Who we are and where we're going, that's sort of been the roundabout topic of our entire
conversation.
Where
are we going?
I don't have enough time to answer
to break.
That question. We're going to break land, Janet Langhart Cohen. We're going to the great, vast, comfortable, and placid place known as Breaktown. Janet Langhart Cohen, thanks so much for being with us.
Happy birthday, Major.
Thank you very much. This has been, and I know you have enjoyed it. Say goodbye, Steve.
Goodbye, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Your Tuesday Takeout Outtake.
The Takeout is produced by Arden Farhi, Katiana Krachenko, and CBS Radio News. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and visit takeoutpodcast.com for more information.
Major, fantastic.